Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1892. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, like today, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And given this is the first Q&A of the month, it's time. Now, while I've always been obsessed with Batman and the Angels baseball team, I wasn't always interested or obsessed with nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness, you know, all the stuff I talk about on this podcast. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was at that time I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did, especially since so many of them are so preventable. But in order to do that, I wanted to be sure I had some credibility. Now, this is not meant to be a humble brag, I swear, but instead, gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to really cover all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for over 14 years, and I'm currently tenured faculty within the California State University system. I published peer-reviewed studies, have presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the stuff I talk about on this podcast. So all of this to say, when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. And with that, let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, I've been hearing the benefits about eating more often throughout the day, eating smaller meals every 2 to 3 hours, but I've also heard benefits about doing intermittent fasting, and I just wanted your opinion comparing the two and if you think one has better benefits or if it just depends on the person, just in general what your opinion is about these two things that seem kind of opposite each other.
Thank you for taking the time to send in your audio question, Emily. You're right about two things. The first is that yes, both eating frequent but small meals and intermittent fasting seem to have opposite ways of reaching the same goal, weight management. The second thing you're right about is that success with any meal pattern or any lifestyle habit for that matter is dependent on what best suits the person. Now let me start by describing what fasting and intermittent fasting are. By definition, fasting means the complete avoidance of food. Intermittent fasting means that you'll still eat, but with larger lengths of time in between meals and snacks. Some intermittent fasting programs suggest limits on how many calories you can eat. For example, some may allow one meal during a fasting day that makes up about 25% of your calorie needs for a typical day. So let's say you need to consume 2,000 calories per day. This would mean that your one meal on this fasting day could be about 500 calories. Now, in general, there are three types of intermittent fasting diets. One is called alternate day fasting. This plan has you alternate between days you can eat what you want and days you're supposed to fast. There's another one called whole day fasting. This is where you fast 1 to 2 days a week, and then on the other days you can eat anything, anytime. And the third type is time restricted eating. This involves a routine where you only have a certain number of hours to fast and a certain number of hours to eat every day. Okay, so now that we have an idea of what intermittent fasting is all about, we need to discuss whether it's safe and effective. There are some studies that have found benefits, like weight loss, reduced body fat, and even lower total cholesterol levels. And this sounds really good. On the other hand, researchers have also found that intermittent fasting may just be as effective as watching what you eat and reducing your daily calories. Now, how is it possible? What are the mechanisms behind why intermittent fasting may be helpful? Well, short intermittent fasting may reduce body weight and body fat because by fasting, your body relies more on your fat stores for energy. This is especially true within the first 24 hours of fasting and then seems to peak between 18 and 24 hours of fasting. Intermittent fasting has also been shown to increase metabolism in the short term. So at this point, this all sounds really good. There are some wonderful benefits. But we have to ask ourselves, is this right for me? When we look at longer term studies, most of the ones I just mentioned were done in the short term, like 1 to 6 months. Researchers found that in the longer term, very low calorie diets do not have better long-term weight loss results when compared to less extreme diets. Also, when they study these fasting diets, they often use young, otherwise healthy folks. In fact, many of the individuals recruited for these studies were athletes. Now, since most of us aren't young, healthy athletes, we need to be sure that this eating pattern is right for us. Plus, researchers have found that there are some risks for nutrient deficiencies. There could be some loss of muscle mass and the possibility that you'll gain more weight, mostly fat weight, if and when you go back to a typical eating pattern. But if you're someone that finds yourself snacking way too often throughout the day, or always eating too much during meals, then intermittent fasting may be a reasonable way to restrict calories for weight loss in the short term. But some researchers have found that others may tend to overeat to compensate after a fast. Okay, so now let's talk about the opposite. What about consuming small, frequent meals throughout the day? As you mentioned, Emily, this pattern of eating is kind of the opposite of intermittent fasting. Instead of fasting intermittently, you're eating intermittently. The reason this eating style is popular, because the theory says that by eating more often, we can keep our metabolisms higher. And there's that oh-so-important concept, metabolism. Now, the word metabolism is referring to the number of calories you burn in a day. A large portion of the calories you burn every day is really due to keeping your organs functioning, keeping you breathing, powering your brain, digesting and absorbing nutrients, and so on. A much, much smaller portion of our metabolism is responsible for mechanically breaking down and absorbing the foods that we eat. But again, very, very small percentage of the number of calories we burn each day. Since digesting and absorbing food burns so few calories per day, you may actually end up sabotaging your weight loss and fat burning efforts by eating more frequently throughout the day. So if this type of eating pattern isn't natural to you, then it's possible you may not feel satisfied throughout the day. Smaller, more frequent meals may never lead to that feeling of actual satisfaction. So in turn, you may actually consume more calories because you end up snacking more often and never really feeling satisfied. So what's the bottom line? Both eating patterns absolutely have their pros and cons. The key is to find the eating pattern that suits you and your lifestyle. If you can feel satisfied throughout the day by consuming smaller meals more often while still controlling your overall calorie intake, then go for it. If you can fast for long periods of time without it interfering with your school, work, social obligations, or your workouts, then give it a try. Now, when it comes to intermittent fasting, there are some that I would say probably want to stay away from this eating pattern altogether. This would include those that currently have diabetes, those with chronically low blood sugar, the elderly, children, those that are pregnant or breastfeeding, and I wouldn't recommend fasting before exercise you may end up fainting or worse due to low blood sugar levels, which can make you feel weak and jittery. And as always, my disclaimer, definitely check with your primary healthcare provider before beginning any new diet, just to be safe. Thank you again so much for sending in your audio question, Emily. Now, if you want to send me a question and have it answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com, and then I'll read your question for you. Or if you want your voice played on an episode, just like today, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message. And if you don't like it, you could do a retake before sending it in. In fact, you could do as many retakes as you want. Or you could do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.